Hello, listeners, and welcome to Pants on Fire. My name is Noah, and I produce the show. Each episode of Pants on Fire provides our listeners the opportunity to sharpen their minds by distinguishing facts from fiction. And for that, you are, of course, very welcome. But conditioning your young brains to detect lying is only part of our charge here at Pants on Fire. Another part is feeding your hungry intellects with truth. And for that, we bring you another edition of
Pants Extinguished!
My pants!
On Pants Extinguished, we bring back the truth-telling grown-up from last week's show and learn more about their areas of expertise. In these episodes, we give you no gimmicks, no guessing, and most importantly, no liars. So, if you haven't listened to our previous episode about cats, hit pause so that the expert won't be spoiled for you. I'll give you a moment. Cat groomer Carolyn Ayala rejoins us in the studio to talk more feline facts with Lisa, Deborah, and Deborah's son, Levi.
So thank you, Carolyn, for hanging around.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it was
so
much fun. It was great, and you just have a really great, relaxed voice and tone, and I'm wondering if that's because of cats. Like, do cats just make you super chill and relaxed?
Yes, they do. They do relax me. I'm actually really nervous right
now.
Are
you? I never would have guessed that.
I'm super nervous, too. If I don't do good, Deborah, don't feed me.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I would never do that.
Do you eat oil?
I eat lots of stuff, mostly ice cream.
That makes no sense.
No. So you're super nervous, but you don't sound that way.
Sometimes when I'm grooming cats, I know they're afraid. And I know that the owner's very worried. These are not just cats. These are their babies.
Right.
And so I try to approach the whole thing like an auntie would, or perhaps a midwife would, and I show that I've got things under control. If I'm ever nervous, I try not to show it. We will get through it. At the worst case scenario, if we can't do it, we don't. We just stop. But we do, my partner and I do have to keep our cool and speak calmly, because we really need the cat to be on board with our vibe and not get any more amped up or nervous.
And when you walk in a room, can you tell right away if a cat is nervous or if they're not going to do well?
Absolutely. Just by the position of the cat in the room, I can tell a lot.
And when you walk in the room, are you able to identify which is the person and which is the cat?
You learn that in grooming school, right?
Yeah.
She's trained.
How about you, Levi? Do you have any questions for Carolyn about grooming or what she does?
Well, first of all, how do you groom a cat? That's, I think, the most important thing I want to know.
How do you do it? Right.
My first thing is I have to know what the owner means by grooming. What is the owner asking from me? And then we take it from there. So for some people just say, groom my cat, and they don't really know what that means. So I have to figure out what the problem is, come up with a solution. And so the groom is whatever that particular specific cat needs. So if that cat needs just a simple bath to wash away some of the undercoat and get rid of dander so that the owner can breathe better, that cat just needs a bath. But if it's a different cat who has mats, well, that cat's groom is going to be very different and more labor intensive and take a little longer. So for each cat, each individual cat, grooming can mean entirely different thing. And even for the owner too.
Do you groom your friends' cats for free?
I don't groom my friends' cats for free, but I have one friend. I want to shout out to my friend Andrea, who one of my customers was leaving overseas and felt that he couldn't take his cat with him, and I could not bear to see this cat go into the shelter system. So my neighbor adopted this cat sight unseen, and he now lives with her, and he's so happy, and I will groom that cat forever for free because of what she did.
Hey, lucky. Andrea, good job.
Yeah.
Are there any places that actually eat cats?
I hope I never see any place like
that.
And
if so, can we get a reservation for four?
Oh my gosh. I had a feeling you'd say something like that.
Something by the window would be great.
So back to the lies that all of us tell. So, Carolyn, you don't really get to lie, but you can tell us if there is a lie or a myth about cats that you just want to clear up for the listening public.
Absolutely. The myth is that cats groom themselves.
Oh.
Now, cats have these rough little tongues that aid them in removing debris off their coat and, you know, just keep them as best as they can clean. However, that in no way compares to being cleaned by a groomer, by being washed with like water and soap. It's not the same. If you don't ever groom your cat, that cat is just going to be, if it's a long haired cat, that cat is going to be prone to matting, and they cannot get rid of that on their own.
And that goes for kids too. You can't just lick yourself. You have to take a bath or a shower.
Sorry, kid.
Thanks so much, Carolyn, for sticking around and telling us a little bit more about cat grooming. And thank you for all the service you do too for the cats and their owners. And Levi, thanks, Jude. Thanks for the questions. Thanks, Lisa.
Welcome.
Thank you,
everybody.
Yeah, I'm so good.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
This was fun.
Pants on Fire is a production of Gen Z Media, online at bestrobotever.com. There you can find out how to become a contestant, submit questions for Lisa, and, of course, discover more great Gen Z podcasts. Follow us on social media at Pants on Fire Cast for behind-the-scenes photos and more true facts. And last thing, and before all of you dog lovers write us angry letters demanding a dog episode, it's coming soon. So stay tuned.